On September 17, 1985, Jobs submitted a letter of resignation to the Apple board. Five additional senior employees also resigned and joined Jobs in his new venture, Next. Hey, it's Soji, and this is the Brandfather Experience. Most of what we call branding today, we have modeled after a few companies, agencies, and thought leaders like Apple, Nike, Wolf Olins, Lando, Prince, to name a few. These are pioneers who have also had the most success in building entities that people love. As it's often said, success leaves clues. And of many lessons to learn from these great pioneers, I'd like to highlight the role of leadership in this first episode. From the start, Apple gathered some of the best people to focus on different parts of the business. They had capacity, they could come up with original ideas, and with the leadership of Jobs, they were pushed beyond their limits, bringing out the best in them. His method may have been questioned by many, but there is something even more remarkable that made some stay. This speaks to the company's culture, which created an enabling environment for all of these highly talented people to flourish. Jobs had a knack for finding the best talent and maximizing their potential. As one said in an interview, "We hire people who tell us what to do, not the other way around." In 1996, Apple announced that it would buy Next for $407 million. The deal was finalized in February 1997, bringing Jobs back to the company he had once co-founded. He returned to Apple and started a revival, adapting many of the things he learned while he was away from the company. Apple had missed his way and had begun to fit in into the rest of the crowd, rather than stand out. At this point, they were in fact heading for bankruptcy. In the coming months, Jobs terminated a couple of projects and pointed out the vacuum in leadership. And as John Maxwell says, everything rises and falls on leadership. Many other things contributed to the success of Apple today, both as a brand and as a business. But if there's one thing we can clearly point to as reference, it is the people that made these things happen and the leadership that enabled them to happen. From great engineers like Wozniak to designers like Johnny Ive and thought leaders like Don Norman, we're all given the unique opportunity to do the best work of their lives. They were all in their rights, linchpins. These people loved their work and were world-class at it. What I'm trying to point out here is that nothing comes from nothing. Resources make things possible. People make things happen. And great people make greatness happen. Apple is not an isolated story. Time and time again, great founders and business leaders have returned to the business they once helped build in order to return them to their glory days or take it even further. Similarly, Howard, Starbucks CEO, had returned to the company in 2008 during the recession when the company seemed to have lost its way, and he brought it back to glory before handing it over. Once again, like deja vu, Howard has recently been called back by the board following the resignation of Kevin Johnson, the CEO he handed over to in 2017. Howard has recently been called back by the board to help stabilize the company following the resignation of Kevin Johnson, the CEO he handed over to in 2017. He's back as the interim CEO in a time when the company is challenged with all sorts of forces from union to China. Why? Because for the third successive time, there's been nobody who understood the vision and culture of the company better than he. In Starbucks' case, that's a culture of family and closeness. Hopefully, for their sake, the third time's the charm. If you know anything about these two men, you will understand that this is not about leadership style, but more about the founder spirit and that entrepreneur's drive to see their creation thrive. For every successful company, it begins with a visionary. You can call them the eye of the company, and when they are around, they can see what's coming far ahead and steer towards it or around it. But when you take out the eyes of the company, then you may leave them in the dark. That's not to say that companies or brands cannot function without their founders, but that when there's nobody else around who understands the vision which the brand was founded upon, then there is only one way to go: down. What's the takeaway? Truly iconic or great brands are built under the leadership of great visionaries. Good leadership is important, but with great strategic vision, you can build a great brand. If you have any question, contradictions, or would just like to continue the conversation, you can reach out via email at soji.oi@gmail.com. That is soji.oi@gmail.com.